We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing in overtime?
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't know what he was looking at, but we're going into overtime.
Ah, yes, Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. My goodness, looks like all of the games have gone final, and there have been some doozies tonight. My apologies for not being able to bring you a game of the week this week, because there were some good ones. We'll be back talking with the coaches, and we'll give you a look at the Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. All coming up right here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. The goal has been set, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough 2016 Ford F-150 for just $20,995. The 2017 Ford Fusion is just $18,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frog to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the top 100 sales drive only at Preston Ford, or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at EDSROTO.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Halftime Show. We believe that teamwork, along with social and leadership skills, are what our youth needs in order to succeed. By supporting our youth in every way, from the sports they play to their academics, to ensuring they understand the importance of financial literacy, we are building leaders within our community. For more information on Queenstown Bank's new financial education program, Bank on Your Future, contact Holly Rhodes at 410-819-3089. Our children are our future. Queenstown Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Overtime Live, presented by the Best Western Plus, Easton Inn & Suites, and the Preston Automotive Group. Mark Potter sitting in for Mike Bradley tonight. Mike's off on University of Maryland duties. Let's get a look at the Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. These are all the games that we have so far. The only one we're missing looks like Kent and Washington. Colonel Richardson, the first to get done tonight. They killed Snow Hill, beating them 64-8. Cambridge South Dorchester was leading North Carolina 21-19 at the half. The Bulldogs came out and took over in the second half, beating Cambridge 35-21. It was all Queen Anne's. They beat J.M. Bennett 39-3. Y-High knocks off Decatur 30-23. And Kent Island just finishes up beating Elkton, shutting them out, in fact, 27-0. Yes, you know what? Let's catch up with Colonel Richardson head coach Dan Magnum. He's first up here on the hotline. Hey, Coach. Time to catch up with Coach Dan Magnum from the Colonel Richardson Colonels, who score a big 64-8 victory tonight over Snow Hill. Coach, that offense was pouring it on.
Yeah, I thought early on we got things working. Actually, in the second half, we only had one offensive drive, and we were able to score, I think, three defensive touchdowns there in the second half.
That's a lot. That's the most points I've seen Colonel score since the game they played with Easton, where they where the two combined for over 100 points.
Yeah, I was there. It was a triple overtime win over Easton. I believe it was 2011, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're on.
Yeah, that was a high scoring game. You know, we did a lot of things right tonight. You know, we talked about our mistakes against Kent Island all week, and the kids executed well.
Now, of course, getting the running offense rolling, and of course, passing as well. Who really shined above and beyond everybody else tonight?
Well, Eric's our go-to guy. Robbie Thompson did well. Tymier, we had a lot of running backs that ran the ball well. Of course, our offensive line did a great job opening up the seams for them. So, you know, we were able to hit the holes and take advantage of it.
And defense did a great job shutting down Snow Hill.
Yeah, defensively we played well. I thought defensively we played well last week. Against Kent Island.
Right.
You know, I think we didn't give up a defensive touchdown in the first half. It was special teams. You know, it was our mistakes. And I think they had a blocked punt, and we muffed a punt, and we did fade a little bit in the third quarter. But, you know, we played well defensively for 2 weeks in a row. Now, the score wouldn't show that, but a lot of that last week came on turnovers.
Right. Well, now this week you get to get ready for Kent County as you'll take the road trip to their place.
Yeah, that's another long road trip. Thankfully, they scheduled these road trips back-to-back for us. Kent County's tough. You know, we know that. The Green Kid is an exceptional player, and we got our hands full next week.
Well, good luck. Thanks for checking in with us. Congratulations on the W.
All right. Thanks, sir.
So Colonel Richardson improves to 1-1 on the year. Not a bad performance for them tonight against the undermanned Snow Hill squad. They only have like 14, 15 players. But Colonel Richardson, awfully impressive in their win tonight. We'll be back talking to more coaches right here on the OTL on 94.3 Winks FM.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates. It's with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
Do you want to look good, feel good, and see great? Let an optical galleria help you see what you are missing. an optical galleria on West Water Street in Centerville and in the Teal Marsh Plaza in West Ocean City, offers in-house eye exams and has an on-site lab so that your needs can be met quicker and to your satisfaction. So bring your prescription or schedule an eye exam at an optical galleria to find out why they are award-winning and getting highly rated reviews from their customers. An optical galleria is a family-owned independent optician taking pride in helping you look good, feel good, and see great. An optical galleria on West Water Street in Centerville and in the Teal Marsh Plaza in West Ocean City. When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
Sweet Home Alabama. Coach McCormick would probably like to hear Sweet Caroline right now. He joins us, the North Carolina Bulldogs. Nice. And Coach, congratulations. A big 35-21 win tonight over Cambridge South Dorchester.
Thanks, man. It was a heck of a football game, and I'm just glad we came out on the winning end of it.
Since we didn't have a game tonight, I managed to stop by. Got there just a little bit after the start of the first quarter. I gotta give a shout out to the radio team there that does the Vikings football games on the AM station out of Cambridge. They do a pretty darn good job. They kept me informed, and you know, when I left the stadium, I had to leave to come on back over here. It leaves you yearning, wondering why in the world they don't put those guys on an FM station, because they do a good job. And for Cambridge fans, they want to sit there and listen to that. Yeah, they did a nice job tonight, and I appreciate them keeping me informed as I got back to the studio here, able to listen to the game. And it's a game that really was a tale of two halves. Cambridge opens up. They march on down the field, score 7-0. You guys get on down the field and score on your first possession, but missed the PAT.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem we got to deal with. Yeah, fortunately, I didn't have to kill the kicker at the end of the game. We were able to make some plays and pull it out, but we got to get that straight.
Yeah, and it looked like also you had an issue with some high snaps. Cambridge blocking a punt and able to convert that into points, but then you guys return the favor and block a punt, and Owen Joseph recovers the ball in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Owen had a heck of a game. You know, he's a junior. It's his first year starting on varsity, and you know, he got better from last week, and I think he's going to continue to get better and get more comfortable. And, you know, he did a pretty good job for us. He got that one touchdown on the recovery, but he set the edge a couple times on some rocket sweeps and played a pretty good game.
Let's talk about Tyler Harding, the Viking quarterback. He throws that touchdown pass there at the end of the first half. That's a talented kid. He threw that ball on a dime.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think I told somebody after the game, I'm tired of seeing good quarterbacks. This is 2 weeks in a row, and we've had a kid that's been on fire. I'm not sure how much of it is the kids are on fire or our secondary is struggling, but I tell you what, he was good. He put the ball where it needed to be and made some great plays.
You go into the locker room at the half down 21-19. What was the message to the kids?
Keep swinging. Keep swinging. You know, that was kind of the deal. You know, we talked about, you know, making it an act of will. You know, it's somebody's going to break sooner or later, and you can just keep swinging and hope it's the other guy that breaks it for you.
You get the ball to open the second half. You go down the field, and David Bailey just beasting it for you yet again.
Yeah, you know, we made some really good adjustments at halftime. One of my coaches came up and said a few expletives. I said, would you just give the ball to David? And I said, okay. So that's what we did in the second half. We started off giving David the ball, and he's a freight train. He's just running downhill, and he's tough to stop.
David Bailey getting it done for you. Of course, defensively, looked like Navarre Solis. Man, he is becoming a force on that defensive line.
Yeah, I tell you what, Navarre played his tail off tonight. He was all over the place. He's fast. He's athletic. He's strong. He made some good plays. I think he's the one that stripped that ball on the sideline in the fourth quarter over there by Cambridge's sideline on a play. He ended up stripping the ball and recovering the fumble, and he played his tail off tonight, especially in the second half.
And that was the difference in the ball game. You guys able to take possession. You pounded it in for another touchdown, and you put that one away 35-21.
Yeah, that was. I think that was the difference. You know, we got that second touchdown, gives a little bit of breathing room, and you know, our kids just, I think, you know, we had a little juice and a little momentum at that time. We just kept playing well, and we were able to burn the clock out.
Let's talk about next week's opponent. It is our Overtime Live Game of the Week, brought to you by Best Western Plus and the Preston Automotive Group. Our U.S. Heating and Air pregame show will get started at 6:15 live from the Ridge. You've got Ken Island coming to town, and while they haven't seemed to get the offense rolling, boy, that defense must be pretty good as they blank Elkton tonight, 27-love.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to get that tape sometime tonight or tomorrow and take a good hard look at it. Look, Ken Island's, they're good. They're Ken Island, and there's a reason they played in the, you know, the playoffs and the regional finals, you know, six or eight of the best, you know, whatever years. I mean, they've been there. They've done it. Well coached, disciplined, the tough kids. And we're going to have a ball game. It's going to be a barn burner.
And we'll have it for you right here on 94.3 Winx FM. Congratulations, Coach. Two tough ones down, and, well, you got a few more to go.
Yeah, we'll worry about next week. We'll go from there.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Ashley. Coach James McCormick from the North Carolina Bulldogs able to pull out another win tonight over Cambridge South Dorchester. My goodness, what a fantastic game that was. I'm not going to lie, I hated to leave because it was that good. Cambridge played their tails off tonight. Coach Jake Coleman really pushing those boys hard, and they just couldn't pull it off there at the end. We've got more coming up right here on 94.3 Winx FM with Overtime Live. If you can't catch us on the radio and you need to go inside, hey, that's okay. You can go in and, of course, listen to us online. Just simply go to sfmsports.net, and that's where you'll find us. We'll talk to another one of the coaches coming up right here on 94.3 Winx FM.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man, yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and coming soon to Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the Driver's Improvement or Point System Conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411. Or visit them on the web at BaysideDriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside!
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel, to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to Carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The Carpool. Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The Carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the Carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the Carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The Carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on Route 13 in Salisbury. Like them on Facebook.
Serving Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's County since 1919, Mensa Petroleum offers service contracts and 24-hour emergency service for all fuel oil customers and price cap protection for budget plan customers. Get peace of mind by talking with one of the Oil Heat representatives, eager to respond to all your heating and air conditioning needs. Mensa Petroleum, now with even better service than before. Ready, willing, and able to service you. Call Mensa Petroleum at 410-822-4335. That's 410-822-4335.
Welcome back. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. We'll check your Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard here in just a moment. First, want to talk to head coach Donnie Gray from the Queen Anne's Lions, celebrating a 39-3 victory over J.M. Bennett tonight. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you very much.
Now, you guys, it was scoreless until the last play of the game when J.M. Bennett kicked the field goal.
Yeah, it was quite a field goal, too. I think it was final mark, it was 47 yards. So they got quite a weapon there with that kicker.
Yeah, he can definitely boot them, that's for sure. Now, let's talk about your Lions. I have them as number one in the Bayside this year. And you're coming out proving that you guys are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Is it because of the combination of the offensive line and the backs in your quarterback, or is the offensive line carrying you to the victories?
No, it's a combination. I think this is probably one of the better offenses we've had as far as balance. I mean, we have two quarterbacks that can really throw the football. And we're trying to utilize that as much as we can. We've been predominantly a running football team for the last, quite a few years. But, the quarterbacks that we have right now are really throwing the ball well. So we're just trying to balance things out as best we can.
You know, I said at the very first week, I think that out of the 13 years that I've been broadcasting high school football here on the shore, this is the first time I have ever heard you say, we're going to be good.
Yeah, we are going to be good. But, there's a lot of other good teams, too. So, trying to preach to the kids and the coaches, tell them the same thing. We just got to keep trying to get better every day. We don't want to stay the same. To me, that's a wasted day. So we just got to find ways to keep improving, which, there's after watching, I'm sure when we sit down and watch the tape, I'm sure we'll find hundreds of ways that we can improve. So, again, we just got to keep working and not get stagnant.
Now, you used three quarterbacks tonight because of the situation. D'Angelo rising his head above everybody to be your starter. Hearing that boy has a nice arm and with pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, he's throwing the ball well the first 2 weeks. Mike has done well. He broke off a long run today or tonight, and he's playing well. Pat Freeman comes in. Pat does a good job, and Tyler Bonkowski, our third string quarterback, got some work tonight, and he threw a nice pass too. So, it's good to see everybody get a chance to play. As the schedule gets a little tougher, it'll be more and more difficult for kids to get some playing time. So it's always good when you can win the game and everybody gets to play, too.
If you had to give a game ball tonight, who's it go to?
Oh, brother, I couldn't pick one person out. I mean, if I could break it up into maybe five or six chunks, it gives it to the offensive lineman, I guess. They open up the holes, and, we're blessed to have backs that can run. So right now, everything looks good, but we know how quickly things can change from week to week. So, a few injuries here, and, things can change pretty quick.
Next week, you have Washington, a very athletic squad.
Yeah, they played Bennett the very first week of the season, so we have that game on tape, and we'll use that to go by and break things down, and we got to head up to Princess Anne and play that football game next Friday night.
Play down in the Voodoo House. Weird things happen down there, Coach.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's a trip that we're looking forward to, but it's one we got to make. So
it'll be a business trip for sure. Congratulations on the W, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
Coach Donnie Grave joining us here on 94.3 Winx FM. Overtime Live presented by Best Western Plus, Easton Inn & Suites. Let's get a look at that Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. First in volleyball, North Caroline beat St. Vincent Pilate tonight 3-2. A big win for them over Pilate. On the football scoreboard, Colonel Richardson blows out Snow Hill, beating them 64-8. North Caroline comes back to beat Cambridge South Dorchester 35-21. Queen Anne's over J.M. Bennett 39-3. Y High beats Decatur 30-23. Kent Island knocks off Elkton, shuts them out 27-0, and Easton beats Parkside 49-38. We'll talk to Coach Jake Coleman from the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings coming up next. Hey, the Harrison Chesapeake House on Tillman Island invites you to spend a Friday night enjoying their all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet. For just $24.99, enjoy shrimp 8 different ways, plus barbecue ribs, their famous fried chicken, hush puppies, and all the veggies. Buddy Harrison serves up the prime rib and seafood buffet every Saturday night, so spend the day and night at Harrison's on the water on Tillman Island. Live music every Saturday and Sunday on the Blue Crab Deck. For great food and fun, head to Harrison's Chesapeake House, proud sponsor of this year's Red Zone.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. The goal has been set, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough 2016 Ford F-150 for just $20,995. The 2017 Ford Fusion is just $18,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frog to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the top 100 sales drive only at Preston Ford or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Directors Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Dietz Riverside Grill, located at 511 Chesterfield Avenue in Centerville, is known for its family-friendly atmosphere. Dietz is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Have a favorite team? You can follow them at Dietz on one of the big screen TVs, including their big 8-foot projection HD screen. When it comes to the NFL, Dietz is a house divided. Come watch the Ravens and the Redskins. Check out their touchdown menu for great food and drink specials during the game. Dietz Riverside Grill, you gotta love us.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Directors Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Halftime Show. We take pride in supporting our local youth, whether it's in the sports they play, their academics, or understanding the importance of financial literacy. At Queenstown Bank, we think of it as investing in our future. For more information on financial education or information about the products and services we offer, stop into any of our 8 locations within Queen Anne's, Talbot, and Caroline counties. Queenstown Bank, proud supporter of our youth. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, yes, Stacy's mom, 94.3 Winks FM. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. We'll check back in on that Perrett & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Let's talk to Cambridge South Dorchester coach Jake Coleman. Comes out on the short end of the stick tonight, losing to North Carolina 35-21. Before we talk about that game, you usually have spies everywhere. You got a score for Kent County, Washington?
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
Did they bar anyone from coming to that game tonight?
I have no clue. I was wondering the same thing if you had that information. Usually people tweet a lot, between those two schools, so I'm surprised that nobody can figure out the story.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to find it anywhere. So we'll keep efforting. Let's talk about your game tonight. You corrected me. It was a 21-13 lead at the half, and you guys marched right on down that field there to end the first half. And as I was talking with Coach McCormick, Tyler Harding dropped a dime in there.
Yeah. It was a nice touchdown pass that he threw to Jake Morris, and Taj Moloch was really playing well. You know, he scored our first touchdown, I believe, and. We made some plays, and we played a really, really good team tonight. We got to kind of see where we were, and we wore out in the second half. And they grounded it and pounded us and beat us up there and kind of wore us out. But I know I got a good team, and I know this was a tough challenge tonight. you know, we're going to try to figure out where we can get better at, and hopefully we can continue to get better. So I'm proud of the boys tonight.
Let's talk about the second half. It really was a tale of two halves, you know, North Carolina coming back. What kind of adjustments did they make that caused the problems for you?
Well, you know, they, you know, offensively, I feel like they just kind of got back to doing what they do. And they really started feeding Bailey. And, you know, it's like Coach McCormick said, you know, somebody talk some common sense and tell them, I think, start canning the ball off to them a little bit. And, you know, he wears you out, man. He wears you out. He's so tough to tackle. And he just sets things up for everybody else. But I really felt like, you know, Bailey kind of imposed his will on us in the second half. And, you know, I felt like we stood up really, really well defensively. They got that last score, you know, on a very, very short field off of a great play by number 54 for them. He stripped our running back and recovered it. Just made a phenomenal play. And, you know, but our defense held. We got stops there in the second half. We got stops in the first half. You know, but it's just tough. Yeah, you know, they're a very, very big physical team. And Bailey, you know, like I said, he improves as well. You know, he's every bit of 220, 230 pounds. And just made it tough on us and kind of wore us out.
Jay Coleman, head coach of the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, and now sitting 1-1 on the season. But you got to feel pretty good knowing where you sit as you head into week three.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people probably with worse problems than what we got. So, you know, we know we got a good team. We had lead on a good team. We're kind of like in the same position Easton is. Easton's 1-1. You know, they know they played well against North Carolina. We're kind of in the same boat. Very, very similar. You know, so it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see where we go from here.
And we did, David Inslee just updated me with a score. Kent County beat Washington tonight 44-27.
Gotcha.
So there you go. Not really a shock, I guess. Now, next week, you guys head to Seaford. And is that a game? I mean, you've obviously seen Seaford on tape. What kind of problems do you think they present for your Vikings?
Well, I mean, they're going to play a wing T style offense. You know, very, very similar to North Carolina, but, you know, they don't have the size that North Carolina does. And, you know, defensively, I'm not too sure what they're doing right now. I got to go home and watch the film. But, you know, it is what it is. We're playing over there in Delaware. I think it's a, you know, 7 and 7:30 game, a little bit different. And we got a last time down here. We got to come home, lick our wounds, and, you know, get better and go out there and get the job done.
It is a 7:30 kickoff next week. Now, I know you don't like looking ahead past the next week, but I will let you know, Cambridge-Kent, that is our plan, as long as you got room for us there to be
is that coming up soon?
Yeah, that's coming up on the 23rd, Jake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we plan on making that our game of the week as long as you make room for us up there.
Well, you know, we do got a new press box.
I know. I want to come check it out.
Yeah. So we got a whole bunch of fancy gadgets for you to play with.
I know. You know what? I wish David Dotson could spend some time at other high schools around the area and just show them, like, you know, they have a class there.
He would. He would, too. I couldn't get Dave. I was trying to get microphones in the opposing team's box.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Dave said they wouldn't fit the smoke detector, so we weren't able to do that. But, you know, we got everything else.
Yeah, it is. You guys do it first class up there, and we look forward to, you know, coming into the house there and broadcasting that game on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah. We hosted. James was in there last night. He checked it out up there at the JV game and everything. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hey, and while I have you also, pass along the radio group that does your games on Android. They do a great job, and I listen to them on the way to North Carolina, and then of course the sun sets and the power goes way down. That tell them they need to get on FM.
I will tell them they need to get on FM. They do a great job. I will relay the message.
Yeah, enjoyed listening to them on the road. So
yeah, hey, what is the AM sound bothers you?
No, it's you can't pick it up.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get it until I got back to Easton.
Oh, Well, you know, the humming of AM radio really is soothing to most people.
It kind of puts you to sleep until you listen to those guys. So, all right, Coach. Well, listen, tough one tonight. Good luck next week. We look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, and I want to say the Coach McCormick and the Bulldogs first class, well coached, and I wish them well this season. I know they're going to have a great season, and with those players over there, you know, first-class individuals, and I just wanted to relay that, too.
Hey, thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
And you told me you weren't coaching, but for some reason you're on the coaching box. So I just want to say
I was not in the coaching box. I was outside.
But you are on the coaching roster that Coach McCormick sent over.
You know, so. It's funny you say that because Matt Griffith said the same thing last week. He called me when he got the roster. He called me and said, hey, I thought you weren't coaching. I said, I'm not. I said, and he says, well, you're on the roster.
Looks a little suspicious. I don't know.
No, Coach, I can tell you, you didn't see me last night at the JV game. I'm not coaching. I don't have time.
You're a spy.
Is that what it is?
Talk to you later, Mark.
See you, buddy. Take care.
Right, bye.
Jake Coleman, always having fun. 10:08 here on Overtime Live. It's an abbreviated edition of Overtime Live, thanks to the NASCAR race. Kyle Busch winning that. And let's real quick, we'll recap that Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Now that we got the new score, Kent County beats Washington tonight, 44-27. Easton knocks off Parkside, 49-38. Kent Island blanks Elkton, 27-0. It's Y-High beating Decatur, 30-23. Queen Anne's beats J.M. Bennett, 39-3. North Carolina over Cambridge South Dorchester, 35-21. And Colonel Richardson comes up big tonight, 64-8. We'll talk to another coach next right here on the OTL.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Delmarva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your new destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill, your new destination for food, fun, and football.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, and Talbot counties all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with the Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Fire up your career at Chesapeake College. From electrician to welder to HVAC technician, there's dozens of certificates for today's hottest in-demand jobs. Learn a new skill like the popular commercial driver's license in as little as 6 weeks. Low-cost classes and convenient locations make Chesapeake the right choice to save money, make money, and get ahead. Fall classes begin August 22nd. Enroll today. Visit chesapeake.edu or call 410-822-5400. That's 410-822-5400. Your time, your place. Chesapeake College.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks,
Who invented the demolition derby? Man, yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and coming soon to Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
Yes, hey, Easton Cycle and Sport features more than just two wheels. Paddleboarding is the new craze, and Easton Cycle and Sport has just what you're looking for. Want to relax on the water? Easton Cycle and Sport also has canoes and kayaks. Make Easton Cycle and Sport your destination for cycling, paddling, and lacrosse. Stop by and check out their great selection at 723 Goldsboro Street in Easton, or call 410-822-7433. And a guy that probably wouldn't mind paddleboarding, Coach Mac Griffith from the Easton Warriors. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach. I'm a little too tired of paddleboarding tonight.
So, Easton picks up a big win, 49-38. Coach, you've managed to rack up 97 points in 2 weeks.
It's arena football, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. I want to talk about your quarterback at your arena football team, Mason Ledford, getting it done yet again.
Mason's had two very good games. We still got some things this week, but all in all, very happy performance. And he's doing what he's got to do to help the team be in a place to win a game at the end of the ball game. That's what we asked him to do.
Tell the bus driver to turn the radio down a little bit for me. So, Coach is on the party bus heading back from Parkside, 49-38, the victory. Let's talk about some of the other players that really stepped up. And again, I don't know if you heard about it this morning, our Winx FM Edge Training Academy Student Athlete of the Week was Emma Scoglin, your kicker. For kicking four extra points and scoring two goals in Tuesday night's game. She is actually going to be presented a free athlete assessment from the Edge Training Academy on Kent Island and a Win the Day t-shirt. And again, tonight, she is pretty stout, kicking the ball between the pipes.
She did a great job for us. She was 7-7 tonight on extra points, and she's just taking care of business for us right now. And she's been a big addition to the team, and it's fit in really nicely.
She has 11 extra points, and I think the Bayside record is 11 for a female, and so that would end up one more, and she's going to be the leading Bayside kicker, I believe.
That'd be great. I'm sure she's not even thinking anything about that. She's just trying to make sure she's doing everything she can to help us win ball games on Friday night.
And, of course, talking about your defense, a little better tonight. Only gave up 38 points compared to the 49 last week, and you come out with the W.
Yeah, defensively we gave up, there was one turnover. They ran back for a touchdown on a questionable down on the field toward progress. And the rest were all big plays. And, that's got to stop if we want to be successful and continue to win against good teams. We can't give up big plays. You grind it out for a couple, and then all of a sudden somebody busts one. And a lot of the times we're there, and we're not finishing, so we got to do a better job executing.
I'll ask you, like I asked Coach Donnie Gray for earlier, if you had to give a game ball to somebody, who would get it tonight?
I can't give one game ball out because I tell you, our offensive line did a really nice job. I don't have all the stats in front of me, but we had a really good night on the ground. Errol LaVance came in and ran behind Zach Strand. Both those kids are running the ball. Phenomenal. C.J. Nixon made some plays. I can't give one. I'd have to give it to me, the team ball.
Yeah. Give it to you. Well, there you go. Congratulations. You have it. And David Inslee, our unofficial Bayside statistician, because he has all the stats, lets me know that Emma actually has the record now. It was 10.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations, Emma.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Let's talk about next week's opponent for the Easton Warriors. You've got Decatur coming into town. They are now 0-2, losing last week 20-13 to Bow Manor, then losing tonight to Y-High by the score of 30-23. I know you've seen them. What kind of challenges do they present now?
First off, our thoughts and prayers go out to Bobby Knox and his family with their issue they're dealing with. So most important than that. Secondly, the other coaches that are there, filling in for Bobby, Stan Griffin, and Freddie Billings, those guys do a great job. We haven't had an opportunity to really watch much film. We've been really focused on week to week, and we'll start breaking that down tonight and tomorrow and then see what we got. I saw a few clips
that somebody had a highlight reel out there, but we haven't really broken film down yet. I know they're running the spread. You know, those kids at Decatur always play hard, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to come up hungry, and we're going to have to play a good game to get out with the Ducks.
Well, and you get to have them at home next week at 6:30. Best of luck. We look forward to talking to you then. And, again, congratulations on your win tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Have a great night.
There you go. Coach Matt Griffith from the Easton Warriors. They come out on top tonight by the score of 49-38. We'll take a look at the complete Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard coming up next right here on the OTL.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. The goal has been set, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough 2016 Ford F-150 for just $20,995. The 2017 Ford Fusion is just $18,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frog to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the top 100 sales drive only at Preston Ford or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain.
Need a place to watch your favorite college or pro football team? Head to Carpenter Street Saloon at St. Michael's. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, they have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Stop by Carpenter Street Saloon every Sunday and take advantage of the football specials. Half-price wings and a half pound of peel in each shrimp for just $6. Monday is date night at the Carpenter Street Saloon. Buy one entree, get the second for half off. Enjoy a delicious meal of meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just $11 every Tuesday. Wednesday is trivia night with half-price burgers. Head to the Carpenter Street Saloon every Thursday for fresh oven-baked turkey specials all day long. And Saturday is steak night. Buy one Delmonico, get the second one half off. So beat feet to the Carpenter Street Saloon, a St. Michael's tradition.
Welcome back, Overtime Live. Paula's Fine Jewelry back to reward one lucky coach from the North Bay side. Each coach that participates this year will be entered into the drawing to become the Overtime Live Coach of the Year. The winner receives a $500 gift certificate to Paula's Fine Jewelry in Chester, and who knows, maybe it'll be this guy, Coach Damian Ferragamo from Kent Island, where you are now 2-0. Coach, congratulations on the shutout win, 27-0 over Elkton.
Thank you very much.
This is an offense and defense and special teams effort tonight that got the victory.
Yeah, mostly defense and special teams.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were able to shut out Elkton, who was pretty big and powerful last year, and I know, you know, every year is a little different, but you also had a pick six that returned 80-some yards as well for a touchdown.
Yeah, we had two pick sixes, actually.
Nice.
That was our only score in the first half. We went in halftime up 6-0. That was a pick six by Dylan Finley. And then we had one from Sean Mooney late in the third quarter.
And, of course, the defense is what you had said earlier this year. It is going to have to carry you because your offense is a little different than what you've had in the past. And it's proven to be true. I mean, you give up, 8 points last week to Colonel Richardson. Maybe it was 13. I can't remember at this point. But and then a shutout this week. You've got to be pretty happy with where your defense stands.
I'm ecstatic with where our defense is. You know, it all comes down to my defensive coordinator, Tim Goodrich, who I think is the best one around. So, he had a great game plan for an extremely dangerous Elkton team.
Let's talk about your upcoming opponent next Friday night. It'll be our Overtime Live game of the week, Kent Island at North Caroline, a team that knocked off Cambridge South Dorchester tonight, 35-21. What do you see in North Caroline that you feel like needs to be stopped to be victorious next week?
Well, I mean, what you see in them is that they're just an extremely disciplined team. You know, we know they do what they do. They're a wing tee team. You know, they stay true to that philosophy, that you know, those offensive formations, plays, their series they run. You know, we didn't have any time to look ahead to North Carolina because Elkin took every second of our preparation for this week. But we expect to see more of what we see in the past, and every year I've been here at Kent Island as an assistant and as a head coach. You know, they're going to be a well-coached wing tee team that's going to be difficult to stop.
And, of course, that game next week starts at 6:30. Our U.S. Heating and Air pregame show gets underway at 6:15. Who did all the offensive? Who's racked up the stats for you tonight on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, it wasn't a whole bunch. I'll tell you, we only had three plays in the third quarter. But we had three different tailbacks carry the ball. We had Austin Ryan, who had close to 50 yards, Cameron Bowie, who had close to 50, and Brandon Galloway, who had 25. But who really kind of led us today was our quarterback. Now, we only threw seven passes. But as a leader, he did a great job today running our offense. I think he really took a step forward. We ran him a little bit. He had probably had about six or seven carries as well today.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the victory, 2-0, in a big matchup against 2-0 North Carolina next Friday night. Should be a good one. We're looking forward to calling all the action there in the Ridge.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
There you go, Coach Damon Ferragamo from Kent Island, victorious tonight, 27-0. That defense is getting it done as they're able to shut out Elkton. Let's take a complete look at your Pret & Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard. Colonel Richardson, the first done tonight. They beat Snow Hill 64-8. Cambridge South Dorchester falls to North Carolina 35-21. Queen Anne knocks off J.M. Bennett 39-3. It was Y High getting their first win of the year. They beat Decatur 30-23. As I just told you, Kent Island knocks off Elkton 27-0. Easton over Parkside 49-38. And Kent County beats Washington 44-27. We'll see if we can't catch up with Brendan Ironton next, right here on 94.3 Winks FM.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Need a place to watch your favorite college or pro football team? Head to Carpenter Street Saloon at St. Michael's. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, they have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Stop by Carpenter Street Saloon every Sunday and take advantage of the football specials. Half-price wings and a half pound of peel in each shrimp for just $6. Monday is date night at the Carpenter Street Saloon. Buy one entree, get the second for half off. Enjoy a delicious meal of meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just $11 every Tuesday. Wednesday is trivia night with half-price burgers. Head to the Carpenter Street Saloon every Thursday for fresh oven-baked turkey specials all day long. And Saturday is steak night. Buy one Delmonico, get the second one half off. So beat feet to the Carpenter Street Saloon, a St. Michael's tradition.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to Carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool. Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on Route 13 in Salisbury. Like them on Facebook.
U.S. Heating and Air is your local family-owned heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration company. We'll work hard to keep you comfortable in your home and business and provide you with affordable green solutions. We want to earn your business and your confidence. So please call us at U.S. Heating and Air for all your HVAC needs. Call 410-819-USUS. Ask about our $39 checkup special. U.S. Heating and Air. Us serving you. 410-819-USUS. Financing available.
94.3 Winks FM Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites. Mark Potter here sitting in for Mike Bradley, who has Maryland duties. Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites to see who is chosen as the Carpool Coach of the Week. That coach receives a free car wash at either the Easton or Salisbury location. The carpool on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on route, just off Route 13 in Salisbury. Queen Anne head coach Donnie Grafe was last week's winner. This week's Coach of the Week, Easton High School head coach Matt Griffith, after beating Parkside 49-38. Let's talk to another winning coach tonight. That's Brendan Ironton from the Kent County Trojans. And, Coach, congratulations. A nice 44-27 win over Washington.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Now, this week you didn't have the services of Marquand Green, and I haven't had the opportunity to talk to you about that hit, and there's nothing we can do about it now. It's water under the bridge. But in looking at that hit and comparing it to the hit that the kicker laid on the kid, the kicker for Penn State, they were kind of the same, and Penn State's kid did not get flagged, and yet your player gets ejected.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Well, you know, I guess when I looked up the definition of a target play in the handbook, and, you know, when I read in there that the runner has to be defenseless and the tackler can't launch his body, that kind of stuff, and to me, I guess the play to me didn't match up to the definition that's given, but the official's got to make the call. You know, at that full speed and no replay, it's kind of a tough call to make. But he said it's water on the bridge at this point, so, you know, it is what it is, and unfortunately, he had to miss a game this week for a questionable call. But you know, we took care of business tonight without him, and you know, we're going to move on. He'll be back next week.
That's got to make you feel pretty good, knowing that your horse has to take a week off, and you guys are still able to put together a group of talented running backs that can get the job done.
Yeah, I think you know tonight was. I'm sure this was the case all over the state, but if you didn't have any kind of depth tonight, you were probably in trouble. It was. It's definitely one. It was probably one of the hottest games I've ever coached in, and there's guys cramping up on both sides. And it was just kind of like, you know, who wanted to take it at the end was kind of more like it.
It's like, thank God this one's over.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
we had
a lot of freshmen playing at the end, and I'm like, geez, what's the total on?
who were the players that stepped up at the running back position tonight for you?
Kai Clark, he stepped in and made some big plays. Trey Wright had a big touchdown early on. Silas Phillips had some pretty good runs for us too. So we went to, you know, I thought we ran the ball okay. Lots of we got to fix, but then the play action game was working for us tonight. You know, Deshaun Lister had a couple big catches. You know, but it's just a matter of, you know, in this kind of heat, you got to be able to stay focused, and whoever can do it is the one that comes down on top.
17-point difference in this ball game for your victory. What in your mind do you think was the difference?
You know, mistakes. I thought we scored, I think, two defense touchdowns and one special teams touchdown. So, you know, we were able to capitalize on our mistakes. You know, we have a new football player. He's playing, you know, playing for the first time. He's our kicker, and he punted the ball. He was giving us you know, a lot of our kids, they wanted to go for it, but he kept pinning their guys inside the 20s multiple times tonight. And that was just the big difference in being able to capitalize defensively on those finals. So that was pretty pleased with the way he kicked and our coverage team response.
Able to get it done tonight, Kent County. Next week, you have Colonel Richardson coming to town, who they stomped Snow Hill tonight, 64-8. And their defense, very, very strong against Kent Island in the opening week until turnovers proved to be the difference. Aren't you any concerns with Colonel Richardson and their newfound success coming to town?
You know, I think Colonel's one of those teams that if they can limit their mistakes, they're not far behind. I think they're pretty – they're very aggressive. They look very tough, and they got some speed with Eric Joseph and running the football. So, and anytime you get a double wing, it's going to be pretty tough. So, you don't see it very often. So, if you're not, you know, if your kids aren't in tune to the reads, reading the linemen and full scraping and get over top and squeezing down the plate, then they're going to be in trouble. So, that kind of offense, you know, I used to coach in the Curly, and it's very difficult to defend. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a tough game for us, and we got to come out like it's a playoff game, essentially. So I think it's going to be one of the bigger ones.
Neil Lambert, he's very happy with that 4 yards and a cloud of dust, you know, over there at Colonel Richardson. So it should be a good game. 6:30 kickoff next week. Coach, congratulations again, and you will be our game of the week when you head into Cambridge, South Dorchester in 2 weeks. Any concern knowing how your players and Cambridge, South Dorchester players are? I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of schools in the Bayside, but there is no bigger rivalry, you know, in for Kent County, I think, or Cambridge, South Dorchester than what you have, you know, between the two teams. Any concern about the kids looking over Colonel Richardson to that one?
You know, I really don't think so, because they're aware of how much better Colonel is this year. And it's one thing we've been telling them. Like, these guys, like even Washington tonight, I told Coach, it's probably one of the better Washington teams we've seen in a very long time. And fortunately, we were just able to make less mistakes than they were. Colonel, same thing. So it's just, you can't, the 1A football is going to be much different this year. It's a little more competitive. And, you know, I've seen Cambridge, so I mean, Cambridge really just kind of replaces and keeps going. So they're still strong as ever. So it's just going to be, you know, you can capitalize and get better. I mean, we got a lot of stuff we got to fix in order to get where we want to be at. So, we're definitely not going to overlook this week at all. This is definitely going to be a big game.
Well, good luck, Coach. We look forward to talking to you next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go, Coach Brendan Ironton. Victorious tonight against Washington. His Kent County Trojans come out on top 44-27. We'll get a complete look at that scoreboard when we come back right here. Brought to you by Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates on the OTL, presented by Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites, and the great folks over at the Preston Automotive Group.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Ready, willing, and able to serve you. Since 1919, homeowners in Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's counties have relied on Meitzer Petroleum to keep their heating and cooling systems trouble-free. From their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee and a no-run-out policy to ensure your peace of mind, to a full range of oil heat, commercial fuel, and propane services, the team at Meitzer Petroleum takes pride in providing all of your heating and air conditioning needs. When it comes to choosing services for your home or business, go with a name you can trust. Call Meitzer Petroleum today at 410-822-4335 or visit them online at MeitzerPetroleum.com.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
Your partner Bonnie Moy is a specialist in hand rehabilitation. What does that involve?
Bonnie was a hand therapist with the Curtis Hand Center at Union Memorial and has been several years in private practice. She and Trish Hendry, our other occupational therapists, provide splinting, treatment of hand, tendon reconstructions, and a variety of neurological orthopedic injuries.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
The Harrison Chesapeake House on Tillman Island invites you to spend a Friday night enjoying their all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet. For just $24.99, you enjoy shrimp eight different ways, plus barbecue ribs, their famous fried chicken, hush puppies, and all the veggies you can stand. Buddy Harrison serves up the prime rib and seafood buffet every Saturday night. Spend the day and night at Harrison's on the water on Tillman Island. Live music every Friday and Saturday on the Blue Crab Deck. For great food and fun, head to Harrison's Chesapeake House, proud sponsor of this year's Red Zone on our Overtime Live Game of the Week. David Inslee from the Star Democrat joins us now. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Well, are you afraid I'm going to cuss?
No. I got to keep you on a delay, though. I'm afraid Helga might jump in or something.
You know I don't drink after games. I get all that done when I arrive at the field.
Yeah, that's true. So the game you were at was a real barn burner, Colonel Richardson at Snow Hill. What I don't understand, and maybe you can answer this question for me, the nicest field in the Bayside, and they have 14, 15 players.
That's just the way it happened, man. I mean, Okemoke has had, you know, turf since, I want to say, 2010, give or take a couple years. And they don't even have football. So it's a Worcester County, we're upgrading our schools thing. From what I hear, Decatur will be next. Of course, the way their program's starting to have, you know, a couple of down years here, everybody's going to start asking that same question. But, you know, that's just how it's happened.
64-8. When you look at all the scores tonight, let me run through that Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Also, North Caroline comes back from a 21-13 deficit at the half to beat Cambridge 35-21. Queen Anne beats Bennett 39-3. Y-High over Decatur 30-23. Kent Island blanks Elkton 27-0. Easton over Parkside 49-38. And Kent County beating Washington 44-27. Any surprises to you in there?
Maybe the margin of victory on a couple of the games. I did get, I think, two of them wrong. I did pick CSD. Well, the guys in the basement did, but I'll go ahead and take the blame.
Right.
Picked CSD over North Carolina by 2 points. Instead, they lost by two scores. Picked Elkton to beat Kent Island. Instead, Kent Island shut them out. So shout out to those two teams for, you know, going against the amazingly hard tide of punditry that I have in my basement.
Yeah, no doubt. And how about Easton? They're scoring points in bunches.
Yeah. And I'm contacted Sheldon Sheeler. He is the guy with all the real records in the state of Maryland. to find out whether Emma Skoglund is a candidate to possibly break the state scoring record. As far as I can tell, Mark, she is the Bayside female points leader. I can't find records of any other girl scoring points at all, much less more than 11. Rowan Reddish had 10 PATs and 14 tries for Y-High 4 years ago. And as far as I can tell, that was the previous record. So every time she scores now, she breaks her own mark.
Let's face it. When you're talking extra points, there's a lot that goes into it. The snap has to be good. The hold has to be good. But even more importantly, the kick has to be good. And there's a lot of people that can't kick an extra point, yet Emma is 11 for 11 so far this year.
I can tell you right now, if you took every Bayside coach, you, me, every sports reporter, and put us all in a line and had us try 5 PATs apiece, I bet nobody would hit 3 of them, much less 11 for 11.
I'll take that bet.
I bet I wouldn't hit 1.
I'd nail them all.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd nail at least 3.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
That sounds like a bet and a story, so we're going to have to set that up.
That works. I'll go back out and start practicing tomorrow.
I'm talking about without practice because you and I, we don't go out there and do that in spare time.
But they practice. The kickers practice.
Right, but you're missing the point. The point is, it's not something anybody can just walk in off the street and do. People see it and they're like, how can that guy miss a PAT? It's only a 20-yard kick. Yeah, but you got to kick that ball 60 feet at a certain angle with a certain amount of force. Your linemen have to not screw up. You have to make sure that Tony Romo doesn't have the laces facing in the wrong direction if he's not hurt this week. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Griffith just texts me and says, I got my money on Emma versus me. And I'm texting back. I'm not facing Emma. I've got to make 3 out of the 5. So, I'm not crazy enough to put myself up against a girl.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, that particular girl, plus she's scoring goals in soccer.
I know. She was our Edge Training Academy Student Athlete of the Week, so she'll get a free athlete assessment and a Win the Day t-shirt as well.
I can tell you, we don't have an official Athlete of the Week for anything, because if we do that, that opens a can of worms and we'll get more phone calls from angry parents than we ever wanted to deal with. But 7 PATs and 7 tries, I don't think anybody else Bayside did that this week. Nobody else had 7 opportunities. Jake Zebron with Colonel, I think, was either 2 for 4 or 1 out of 3 tonight, because they went to do a lot. And, Brad Dennis with Cambridge, I think, was 12 for 12 a couple years ago against Snow Hill or somebody. But 7 PATs is a lot in a high school game to even have the chance to try, much less to nail them all.
Absolutely. So, next week, our Overtime Live Game of the Week is going to be Ken Island at North Caroline. U.S. Heating and Air pregame show starts at 6:15 for that one, and it's going to be a doozy, I think.
I think that's definitely the A game. Looking at the schedule, I don't see a lot of other stuff that jumps right out at me. I mean, Colonel Kent County should be interesting. I think Colonel is going to give them more trouble than they did last year, definitely. Of course, Kent County graduated the leading passer, in conference history.
So right.
A weapon they don't have in their arsenal. But that being said, I think Colonel's going to give them a better game. From what I understand, tonight Washington actually led 20-18 at half, but they started making big mistakes, and Kent County capitalized on some turnovers in the second half and won that.
And Decatur at Easton next week. I think that's an Easton W. Parkside at Y High. That'll actually be a good game. Parkside, coming up short tonight, they scored, 48 last week, 38 this week. Y-High getting their offense together against a rebuilding Decatur team. And then, of course, this is a good one. This is a can't miss. Queen Anne at Washington.
Sorry. I thought you were serious, so you started chuckling. I think that one could be that's a running clock special.
Yeah. Even in the Voodoo House. And then, of course, don't forget Cambridge Seaford.
Right. And that's kind of like France in 1940. Queen Anne's, I just heard something tonight, maybe you can confirm this, that the entire Queen Anne's offense is all 11 kids are seniors.
I don't think so. But
really?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. They have 3 quarterbacks that they trotted out there tonight.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Queen Anne just rebuilds. So,
but true. But if they had 11 good juniors, that's such a rare thing. If that's the case, it's impressive, and it's also incredibly rare. Because, you know, usually a team will have that one good sophomore or a couple of good Dan Matthews, when I was talking to him about it. But, yeah, here's your stat of the night. At halftime, Colonel Richardson had 208 yards rushing, and Middle Hill had negative 25.
Nice.
And Colonel Richardson, one offensive play after halftime.
Unreal. All right, well, listen, I got to run. I got to get to bed.
Oh, okay. Well, help me, man.
So, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Mark. See you guys.
David Inslee, Star Democrat, read his story of the Colonel Richardson Snow Hill debacle in Sunday's Star. We'll be back to take a final look at the Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates School Board next, right here on 94.3 Winx FM.
Paula's Fine Jewelry is a full-service family jewelry store specializing in jewelry, keepsakes, and gifts for the whole family. At Paula's, you'll find quality certified diamonds, sterling silver, charms, diamond and gemstone jewelry, and pearls, as well as designer and sports jewelry. Paula's Fine Jewelry offers custom jewelry design, on-premise jewelry repair, and appraisals by appointment. For the best quality from your hometown jewelry store, stop by Paula's Fine Jewelry at 1607 Postal Road in Chester. Paula's is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6 until 2 on Saturday. Call Paula's Fine Jewelry today at 410-643-8040.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Halftime Show. We believe that teamwork along with social and leadership skills are what our youth needs in order to succeed. By supporting our youth in every way, from the sports they play to their academics, to ensuring they understand the importance of financial literacy, we are building leaders within our community. For more information on Queenstown Bank's new financial education program, Bank on Your Future, contact Holly Rhodes at 410-819-3089. Our children are our future. Queenstown Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, and Talbot counties all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with the Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
Preston Ford will be competing again this year to be one of the top 100 Ford dealers in the nation. The goal has been set, but we can't do it without you. 0% financing for 72 months has been extended on Ford's favorites. Get the built Ford Tough 2016 Ford F-150 for just $20,995. The 2017 Ford Fusion is just $18,995. Plus, all this month, you get a tie-dye frog to support childhood cancer awareness. Don't miss the top 100 sales drive only at Preston Ford or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Down the stretch we go. The OTL presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. We'll check that Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates school board in just a moment. Hey, Easton Cycle and Sport features more than just two wheels. Paddleboarding is the new craze, and Easton Cycle and Sport has just what you're looking for. Want to relax on the water? Easton Cycle and Sport also has canoes and kayaks. Make Easton Cycle and Sport your destination for cycling, paddling, and lacrosse. Stop by and check out the great selection at 723 Goldsboro Street in Easton. Or give them a call to make a reservation for a rental. 410-822-7433. Coach Dale Beecraft, my partner in crime for our game of the week, joining us now on 94.3 Winx FM. And Coach, David Inslee thinks that everyone on the offensive side of the football for Queen Anne's is a senior. Is that a fact?
I'm pretty sure it is. If they're not all seniors, the vast majority are seniors.
Thank goodness. You were at that Queen Anne's Lions game where they beat J.M. Bennett by the score 39-3, and it sounded like Coach Grafe called the dogs off kind of early with a 36 or 39-0 lead at the half.
Well, he got everybody in the game for sure, and of course, the running clock the whole second half limits the amount of possessions you get. So all the action was definitely in the first half.
Are the Lions as good as I'm claiming them to be?
Well, this is the first time I've really seen them, but looking at the offensive and defensive line particularly, that's their real strength, and they've got good, skilled people. So you put the two together, and you got a pretty good mix.
It's all right there. The Queen Anne's Lions next week head to the Voodoo House to take on Washington. Our Overtime Live Game of the Week next week will be in Ridgely, where the North Carolina Bulldogs are hosting the Kent Island Buccaneers. Both teams come in 2-0, and two distinctly different teams. The Bulldogs rely on their offense, and the Buccaneers relying on their defense. Should be a good one.
Should be a good one. I know that Kent Island is, they will not have the speed advantage. North Carolina will definitely have a speed advantage, but Kent Island's big and tough and strong, so we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. It's all next week right here. The U.S. Heating and Air pregame show gets us all started at 6:15. And, of course, Coach Beecraft will have your Chin Check Sports Locker keys to the game. Of course, Chin Check Sports Locker now located in the Tredavon Square and can take care of all your team uniforms and spirit wear. And Chin Check Sports Locker now offers Under Armour products. Check them out online at chincheckSportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. Coach, rest up this week. It's going to be a barn burner next Friday night.
I'm going to rest up and start working on those keys to the game right now.
There you go. Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Have a good one. See you.
There you go, Coach Beecraft. Yeah, he was over at the Queen Anne's game tonight, and I went over and checked out the North Carolina game as well. Let's go ahead and get a final look at the Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. In fact, you know, we'll take a look at the whole scoreboard from across the state, which, by the way, you can find at sfmsports.net. Taking a look, DeMatha beat Bishop McDevitt tonight, 35-7. Good Counsel over Archbishop Spalding, 20-14. That was a good one. And Damascus beats Rockville, 56-10. These are all the top 25 teams in the state looking there. Of course, we don't have any from over here. Just across the bridge, Broadneck blanks Northeast Anne Arundel tonight, 50-0. Here on the shore, of course, we have Colonel Richardson beating Snow Hill 64-8. Cambridge South Dorchester falls to North Carolina 35-21. Queen Anne's 39-3 over J.M. Bennett. Y High knocks off Decatur 30-23. That's 0-2 now for Decatur. Kent Island blanks Elkton 27-0. It was Easton knocking off Parkside 49-38. And Kent County beating Washington 44-27. North Carolina's volleyball team, by the way, they beat St. Vincent Pilate tonight 3-2. If you want to check on a couple of other scores just across the bridge, Arundel knocks off North County 47-31. Allegheny big against Chestnut Ridge tonight, beating them 39-12. That's a good 1A battle. And taking a look, Marriott's Ridge 28-0 over Hammond. Middletown beats Eastern Tech 36-0. I think that was a game they called at the half because it was such a blowout. And, yeah, so some pretty tough games going on around the area. That's going to do it for us tonight. I really appreciate you listening. We are back with our football games for the rest of the year now on Friday nights with our Friday Night Lights. And, of course, thanks for listening. Mike Bradley will be back next week as well, all right here on 94.3 Winks FM. Congratulations to all of the winners tonight. And, hey, the losers keep on going at it because, yes, one day they will be a winner as well. Have a great night, everybody, right here. And we got Nash Nights Live coming up on 94.3 Winks FM.
You've been listening to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites, and sponsored by an Optical Galleria, Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates, Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center, Sport Clips, Roto-Rooter, Chin Check Sports Locker, U.S. Heating and Air, The Carpool, Doc's Downtown Grill, Baltimore Door and Frame, Meinzer Brothers Petroleum, KrabbyGraws.com, Queenstown Bank, Carpenter Street Saloon, Paula's Fine Jewelry, Higginbottom Orthodontics, Chesapeake College, Easton Cycle and Sport, and Doc's Riverside Grill. Join us next Friday night as we are back under the lights right here on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winks FM.